The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I bet you're all thinking, wow, I lucked out in this gospel. There's nothing in there that I gotta do. I'm safe. Sorry. When you were baptized, when I was baptized, we were baptized as priest, prophet, and king. Our community is not one where we come to Mass or we come to a communion service, we all meet each other, we go, "Hi, how you doing?" We go through, and then we go out and say, "Well, that's done, I'm good till tomorrow or Sunday," whenever that is. It doesn't work that way. We're called to go out. And I know what you're thinking, but I've never healed anybody. I'm not sure if I could heal somebody. I've never healed anyone either. But if you see someone and they look like they need something, and maybe they do need physical healing, you may not be able to do that, but you can go up to them and say, is it all right if I pray for you? And if they say yes, just take a moment in silence and pray that the healing process starts in their heart. You might be surprised how their face will change. They'll probably still have the ailment. You know, if their knees, a lot of us who are my age, we're starting to have knee issues. So their knees are probably still gonna hurt. But they are thankful that you took time to notice them and go up and offer to pray for them. If we do that, then we are true disciples of God.